Blog Talk Radio.
My son, ask for thyself another kingdom, for that which I leave is too small for thee.
AMG's going hard this year.
Yeah. Tune in, log in, because we are live. Welcome to Radio AFG Live. We right here, and we ain't moving, nigga. And now, your host for the most, the Fire News Gun himself, Young Ha.
I'm not hating, see my statement, y'all sagging. Continuation, see my eyes in closed captions. We couldn't be heard, see your words just scroll past them. My people's focus in on the words, now his voice snapping. My corny ears are aching, these guys are just ratting. You sitting right next to this spot where y'all trashing. I'm walking right past y'all guys, my mind's
asking. We up in the building. West Philly stand up, North Philly stand up, South Philly stand up, Southwest Philly stand up. Radio AFG Live. I'm coming to you live this evening, only for a half an hour, because I got some other things I got to take care of. So we're giving you 15 minutes of the live feed, as well as that 15 minutes of that good, good extended podcast. Now, that being said, I'd like to welcome you guys to the show this evening. Apologize if I got some messaging going on right now. That's kind of weird. But nonetheless, I give it to you like this. Thank you for tuning in for the independent platform for independent artists and entrepreneurs, also known as Radio AFG Live. And tonight, it is a trust me, I'm not stressed Wednesday. I say that because it's not just me. I'm not speaking for me. When you hear me say trust me, I'm not stressed. That's just me speaking in general. And the general sense in which I'm speaking is to those of us who present opportunity to individuals, or who, as they say, look out for individuals, or at least try to, you know, in any sense, whether it be financial, spiritual, physical, you know. And not only is the help not guarded with respect, but it is actually admonished, spat back in your face almost. You get pissed off about it. Man, I can't believe I even did this shit for this motherfucker. It doesn't have to be in music. You can be at your job and somebody come to your gig with you. No, man, y'all hiring at this job. I need a gig, man. I need a job, blah, 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 blah. They say they need a gig. You go in and give them an app, say you're a vouch for them and all that type of shit. Next thing you know, they come to the gig, start stealing or not doing their job and all that. You end up being the person, not only from the fact that you referred that individual there, but just because of that fact, they're going to be the one they really come that extra hard on if some dumb shit like them stealing really do happen, because they're going to look at you like, oh, so that's the type of shit you're going to do. You act like you're the cool one while your homie in here getting his five-figure discount off. And you might not have a damn thing to do with it. You present the opportunity, let's say, for those of us who are in the music world, you present the opportunity for motherfuckers to go to the studio free of charge. You know, come on, man. Come on, man. Just come. You ain't doing shit. You sit in the crib. You ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Come on. You might as well come to the studio. Come to the studio. Motherfucker never come in the studio. Never come in the studio. Never come in the studio. And then all of a sudden, start seeing projects that y'all niggas is putting out. Start seeing graphic designs being done by outside entities, not just us doing our own shit. But see, other people wanting to invest time and a couple of dollars into us, they don't make you feel too good. So now you on the outside looking in, and you feel some type of way. And as they say, closed mouth don't get fed. So what's the first thing you do when you start seeing motherfuckers doing other things? You hit them the fuck up. And that's why tonight's broadcast of Radio AFG Live is a, trust me, I'm not stressed Wednesday. Don't stress yourself out and be all beat up and bent out of shape over somebody who's not appreciative of the opportunities and the things that you presented for them, and they don't either accept it and make you look like a fool, or they accept it and talk about you like a dog behind your back. Don't get all bent out of shape about it, because if you are a believer in God, if you are a believer in the Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is nothing to fear but God. You may be admonished by your so-called friends for trying to do things in a professional sense. You may be rejected from certain circles because of positive affirmations you are trying to make in your life. You may have presented someone with the opportunity to be able to, I don't know, record for free. Let's keep it with music. Record for free. To where you would actually have anything you would want, really. Anything you would want, any project that you would want to record, any thought and idea you would have in your head, you know, you got it right there. You don't utilize it. But then there's a turnaround. They start to see, oh, shit, they actually throwing your niggas filming videos and editing their own shit and they creating this and trying to do this and they grinding this way and they going that way and everybody trying to do something and this and the third. And you see that. Now it's, oh, let me hit these niggas up and see what they doing today. Let me hit these niggas up and see what they up to. You know? Let me hit these niggas up, man. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to go up in that studio. I'm going to lay some shit. That's my man. You know what I mean? That's my man. So you got to make sure, you know what I mean, you hook me up with some boots. I know you're going to be that. That's how they think. Well, shit. That's how they think. But I'm taking the time tonight on this 15-minute live and 15-minute extended podcast special edition of the show just to take a little time for that. To let you know, don't stress. You ain't got to stress out about shit like that. You're the one presenting the fucking opportunity, remember? You're the one that's actually in the position to offer opportunity. For those of you who got mad at friends who borrowed your cup of sugar and never gave you a cup of sugar back, don't be mad at them. Don't be mad at them. Let me tell you why you shouldn't be mad at them. Because you're going to get that cup of sugar back tenfold. You're going to get that cup of sugar back 100 times over. You're going to get that cup of sugar back 1,000,000 times over. But if you go out there and do as they say, block your blessing, you ain't getting nothing but shit in return. You could have been having all the kind-hearted gestures in the world when you decided to be charitable and give out of your pockets into the hands of another who didn't earn it. You may have had all of the best intentions in the world. But when you start to see that individuals don't ride the way you roll, you may start holding resentment in your heart. You may start feeling admonishment towards those individuals. You may want to do something to those individuals. I'm here to tell you, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Don't stress over it. If you have any source of solace with someone, talk with them, speak with them, give them the respect that you would want in return, even if you feel as though you are not getting the respect that you feel as though you deserve, or you're not getting the credit, or you're not getting your comeuppance, whatever you feel as though you're due. Don't go back and argue with that person. Don't stress about it. That's why tonight's broadcast of Radio AMG Live is a Trust Me, I'm Not Stressed Wednesday. Phone lines is open. 917-889-7063 is that number. That number one more again. 917-889-7063. On the usual letdown day of radio, AMG, we will be doing it from 11 p.m. to 11:30 for the live feed, and then 11:30 to 11:45 for the extended podcast. But as I said, I got other things I got to do because I'm working on tracks and shit like that in Studio AMG, working on the next mixtape called Off His Wig Again that I'm working on right now. So I'm just trying to get all that shit taken care of, and I got a couple of trips to take right now. Shout out to the individuals who helped me out with original beats. You know what I mean? Those of you who I got the links from, and also those of you who emailed me a couple beats and gave me the clearance to use a couple beats, thank you very much, because I was going to do Off His Wig Again with just off-the-top freestyles. You know what I'm saying? Like, just literally off-the-top freestyles. So when you would listen to the tracks, you would see and hear me, you know, just going off the top of my wig on industry beats. But we ended up, me and my man, Mr. 215, J Mac, we ended up getting this motherfucker and homeboy Saru Beats, you know what I'm saying, had this crazy track, Club Paradise, he produced. And, I mean, because we ain't selling it and trying to make no profit, I mean, we could do this for promotional. We got the clearance to do this for promotional. You know what I mean? So we sat in the crib, literally 5 to 10 minutes, probably not even that long, to be honest. I got to get Mac up here in the next day. I got to see if I can get Mac to come up here tomorrow night and do Radio AMG Live. He might come to you tomorrow at 8 p.m., so stay tuned for that. But if not, it'll be the same Stone Cold time, same Stone Cold channel, blogtalkradio.com, ladies and gentlemen. Radio AMG Live, 11 p.m. to 11:30 for the live feed, 11:30 to 11:45 for the extended podcast. If you are listening right now via blogtalkradio.com and you're streaming this joint on your internet, please, 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 very much so, can you do me a favor? What's that, Hakeem? Could you go ahead and dial us up at 917-889-7063 because we're going into the extended podcast in a little bit, and you don't want to miss out on the rest of the information I'm going to be giving out. I do know that it's going to take a little time for individuals to see what you're trying to do in terms of those of you who have your own entrepreneurial goals and you've been trying to tell them, hey, look, man, I'm just doing this and I'm trying to get this popping, whatever that this may be. You could, like I said, be a fashion designer, making your own upstart clothing company, not just burning iron on logos on the T-shirts. You could be actually getting threads and fabrics and, I mean, you're trying to do your thing, and you asking for support. I mean, can your people just come out to you showing and exhibiting some of your pieces? Ain't nothing for sale. You're just exhibiting stuff to introduce people to your brand. They don't got to pay nothing to get in. All they got to do is come out, show support, show their face, like you got to show up for roll call in school. When you got to show up for roll call in school, it's the same thing. They can't call your last name Braxton and you get marked there when you don't answer and raise your hand and say you there. You feel me? That being said, people don't even come support you when you go do your talent. Let's say you opened up your own food eatery place. The neighborhood will support you for a little while. I'm getting that 60-second mark, but I'm letting you know. They'll come support you, but your friends and your family won't unless you're giving them some type of deal or you're giving them something free. But trust me, I'm not stressed. It's Radio AMG Live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a 20-second break. Come back on the extended podcast right here on Radio AMG Live. I apologize for the technical difficulty earlier with this whole not letting me get in earlier, but now I guess they're doing a direct denial of service. That's a DDoS attack for those not to know, because none of the audio is uploading into the Blog Talk host studio right now. So I apologize for the individuals whose tracks I was going to play. I'm going to try to get that thing popping for you on the extended podcast. But it's Radio AMG Live, Sheboygan H to the double A K. I am the Five Deuce Gun, 917-889-7063. I'll holler at you during the extended podcast. Yes, indeed. We're right back at it, ladies and gentlemen. Radio ARG Live. Welcome to the extended podcast right here live on blogtalkradio.com. I apologize for the discombobulated nature of tonight's broadcast. It's kind of pissing me off because it's kind of the reason why I set up a live video feed version of Radio ARG Live through twitch.tv, which I'm going to do tonight from 11:35 to 12:35. I have to do that for the listeners out there who have music that was supposed to get played. You know, I'm going to play you guys music. I'm also going to talk a little bit more about tonight's topic of Trust Me, I'm Not Stressed. And basically, I just want to take some time to get personal now. Over the years, first of all, let me take this back. Let me stop this and preface my comments by saying I am now of a particular age to where certain things are not accepted in my life by my standards. Yes, I have standards, people. You should try getting some yourself. And I'm not just talking about standards like standards of like women, clothing. No, I mean all around, just through life. There's just things you got to set. There's a mindset that is starting to take over in a lot of the people that I'm starting to be around. Not in this new phase. I'm talking about people I've been around for years. And I don't know what is bringing on this change, but I'm glad that I'm knowing God and I'm building my relationship with Him. I'm glad that I'm seeing things that I was already thinking was kind of weird or coming under suspicion before I even started to understand what it was I was seeing. And now that I'm starting to educate myself even more and people are starting to exhibit said behaviors, I'm starting to see a lot more fraudulence, a lot more disdain, hearing behind the back conversations being had. And why? You're not around these people. You're not hanging out and doing bad things with these individuals. Oh, that's right. You're not sitting around just wasting away doing absolutely nothing except worrying about how to chase a fucking dollar. You see, I once knew a man who showed love, respect, and rode for his block and all his niggas that he hung around. But then one day, this man who rode, popped his gun, fought niggas, stop niggas from beating other niggas up and all types of shit. That man all of a sudden gets a job, can no longer stand on the street corners for 5, 10, 15, 20. Cannot come out at 1 o'clock in the morning and drink a 40 and smoke an L on a street corner. They can't do it no more because they got responsibilities. They got children to take care of. But as I said, said man who stopped hanging out on the street corner and trying to get his life right, he got a job and he got to take care of his kid and all that shit, so he can't be outside shooting the breeze until 6 o'clock in the morning sitting outside. Well, said man ends up getting jumped and beaten up by the very people he protected and the very people that he stood there and repped and sold drugs with, went to jail for and all types of shit. They jump him. And you know why? Because they said to him, you think you too good to be out on the corner anymore because he got a fucking job. Because he got a fucking job, people. Now, that person wasn't me. If it was me, I would have told you. Because if the friends that I have and some of them so-called friends, if the people that I have around me decide that they're going to get together and set me up and jump me, and I hope that y'all niggas is listening. Please understand, you must kill me. Understand that. You're not going to be able to hit me, kick me, stop me, punch me, then run away, and now I'm all beat up, and then I go home, lick my wounds, heal up, and then it's all over. I'm going to come back after you. Trust me when I tell you that. So it's not me. For everybody out there thinking I'm playing that, I have this friend that I said, there's this guy. See, I just described a lot of people. And you might not have went and got a job and got jumped or hated on by your friends. You could have just actually succeeded in high school and went the fuck to college. Everybody else stuck on the block. Man, because you say, yeah, I got a pack, man. I got to get ready to get out of here next week. I'm going to Connecticut. I'm going to UConn. I'm going to Notre Dame. I'm going to University of North Carolina. You know, I'm going to Michigan. I'm going anywhere. I'm going to Creighton. I'm going to Old Dominion. I'm going to college, period. I got to pack. I'm out of here. Niggas ain't saying congratulations. That's what's up. They hating on you. It's like they find out when a nigga getting out of jail. It sounds like when certain cellies find out you about to get out the bin. And if they don't fuck with you like that, they going to do something to try to get you to stay the fuck in here. They don't want to hear tomorrow you getting out when they know they still facing a fucking 10-year stretch. They don't want to hear that shit. They're going to do everything in their power to keep you they fucking self. And for those of you out there who are confused of why the round of applause effect just came on for that comment, because a motherfucker speaking the truth, not because it's cool to try to keep your fucking celly inside the goddamn cell, you fucking idiot. But think about that. That's the crab in the barrel mentality. That is the crab in the barrel mentality. You about to climb out. Work hard. But these motherfuckers grabs you right by the end of your leg with their claws, and fucking pulls you right back down into that barrel. That's why you should not get stressed if you let your friend hold $500. Here's another example. If you let your friend hold $500, he keep telling you he's swearing up and down he's going to pay this shit back. He's swearing up and down, I'm going to get this joint back, man. I promise you, yo, I'm going to give it back to you. And then he gets in a position to be able to give it to you three times over. And he does it. Please don't go blocking your blessing. Please don't go argue and fight with that person and say, give me my fucking money and fight him. You can know he got 12. That's why I said three times over, by the way. And they got well over enough to give you what you needed back and keep the rest of the shit for themselves four more times over. But they give you the song and dance. Oh, man, you know what happened was, see, man, oh, man, don't fight him. Don't argue with them. Don't worry about it, because you're blocking your blessing by doing so. That's why, once again, today's Radio AFG broadcast, or to be more politically correct, tonight's Radio AFG broadcast has been a Trust Me, I'm Not Stressed Wednesday. We are in the extended podcast of the show. We weren't able to play any music tonight throughout the broadcast of Blog Talk Radio's edition of Radio AMG Live. For some reason, they are under a direct denial of service attack. That is a DDoS attack for those of us who know computer lingo. So I guess their joint is blocking because it's saying processing audio file, and it's only going up to 25%. It's been sitting at the same spot for a good 23 minutes now. And I've refreshed the page and everything like that, deleted the tracks. They processed, went up, but they haven't fully processed for playing. So they were able to be uploaded, but they're not being able to be played and get processed for playing through the servers of Blog Talk, which made me create the show on Twitch. So if you're listening live right now online of the 917-889-7063 phone number, if you had time to make it before the phone lines closed, or if you're listening and this is a rebroadcast, because you listen to it the day after or something, please keep in mind, Radio AFG Live does come to you each and every Monday through Saturday, 11 p.m. to 11:30 for the live feed, 11:30 to 11:45 for the extended podcast. When the phone lines open for the first half hour of the show, 917-889-7063 is that number. That number one more again, 917-889-7063. Hit us up. Give us your call, your comments, soliloquies, whatever you want to do. Also, if you got music you want to spun nightly on the show, or if you want to be a part of some of the upcoming Radio AFG-sponsored mixtapes like Street Heat Volume 3 on its way next week, all you got to do is send your music, MP3 files, of course, to thefivedeucegun@gmail.com. That's thefivedeucegun@gmail.com, and I'll make sure I'll take care of that for you. $3.99 on this, the independent platform for independent artists and entrepreneurs. Thank you guys for rocking and rolling with me tonight. I hope that you've been somewhat entertained as well as educated, because you should not go out arguing with individuals that you've either some type of opportunity to or blessing to, or you tried to give to and they denied it, or they accepted it and just spat in your face when it was time to, you know, sow that out. After they reaped, they did not sow. They reaped and reaped and reaped and reaped. Then they got their own blessing and continued to reap for thyself. Did not sow to the individuals who helped them reap. With that being said, you don't go after those individuals. You don't fight them. You don't besmirch their name. You don't wish death, famine, disease, and harm to them. No. You keep it moving. Don't worry about it. You'll be blessed in another way if you believe in our Lord and Savior. Now, if you lost, I'm going to guide you. Because this is my show. This is my platform. I'm not being told what to say. Nobody from Blog Talk Radio can shut my shit down when I come in here talking about God. We're talking about the music industry, talking about indemnification clauses and things of that nature, confidentiality agreements, 360 deals, video game releases. Whatever I make my topics to be about, I do it. There's no moderator sending me a feed full of shit. But I do sports shows, and I'm doing my wrestling broadcast about the SWE Sunday Roundtable, and I'm talking about WWE and things of that nature. We got to give stats and real-life shit on stuff. We get this from real sources. It's not just hypothetical hyperbole. But it's my shit. I control it. So as one man once said, this is my machine, damn it, and I'll run it how I see fit. Now, if you guys are looking to promote your music or your companies or your businesses, whatever they may be, do not think that Radio AFG Live is only a forum for music. We can sit here just like I have for half an hour now and have legitimate discussion about any topic, whether you want to talk about some bullshit, whether you want to talk about some real shit, whether you want to promote your company, whether you want to get interviewed to get out what you want to get out. At the end of the day, don't hesitate to hit us up right here at Radio AFG Live. You can directly contact me via the email address I'm giving you at thethighdudesgun@gmail.com. It comes directly to me. There is nobody that reads my emails before. Well, yeah, it is, because I'm pretty sure the government is on everything, but and their partners, if you know what I'm talking about, they get to see all my shit. Just let me get to see all your shit and your shit and your shit and your shit and everybody else's shit before we get it. That being said, send your information, your music, and what you want done and whatever you want to get done and partner up or whatever you want to do with advertising with Radio AFG Live to thefivedeucegun@gmail.com. That's D-A, the number 5, D-U-E-C-E-G-U-N @gmail.com. And I will make sure to get back to you at my most earliest convenience. We got Hope Helping Other People Eat, the mixtape coming up, where I wanted to have multi-genres on the mixtape, so I don't want to just be rap and singing. I wanted to be rock and roll, instrumental. Let's put it like this. If you do spoken word poetry and want to be on Hope Helping Other People Eat, you're going to be on it. If you just play in a band that y'all just play instrumental tracks, you don't sing, send the motherfucking John through. I'm going to play the song. I'm going to put it on the mixtape. If you are a singer who plays his own instrument and harmonizes songs and she do it, send the information, send the music, send the track, MP3 for them to be on Hope Helping Other People Eat. If you are a DJ that's bringing back a scratch mix, and I ain't talking about just playing a song and mixing a song, I mean doing a set like the boy off of Juice did. You want it all the juice. You know what I'm saying? I want something like that. If you guys, whatever genre of music that you're in, whether it's spoken word, orchestra, jazz, neo-soul, hip-hop, R&B, whatever you're doing, you want to be a part of Hope Helping Other People Eat, send your MP3 tracks to thefivedeucegun@gmail.com. That's D-A, the number 5, B-U-E-C-E-G-U-N @gmail.com, and I'll make sure I will take care of you guys for free 99, the best price in entertainment. Thank you for rocking and rolling me once again. Hopefully, Blog Talk Radio will have their shit together tomorrow night. But I will be here on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow night for Radio AFG Live. Make sure you guys stay tuned for it. But right now, switch on over to twitch.tv/thefivedeucegun. That's twitch.tv/DA, the number 5, DUECEGUN. twitch.tv/thefivedeucegun. We're about to go live with the actual real live broadcast where you can see my face, not just hear my voice, live streaming for Radio AFG Live, the extended show. So make sure you guys check us out. Thanks for joining me. God bless and have a good night. Stay vigilant.